views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is May the 17th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate to give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you all. So you can do that. Give us a call. Okay? So today's live show is, I think it's going to be a pretty good one. We'll take a look at a couple of things as to what's going on in the world. We definitely want to bring you information so that you can make a decision that's in the best interest of your family, and the overall community at large. So just want to keep you up as mainstream media is not telling you or not informing as to some of the overall moves that are being made for whatever reasons that they are being made. And my opinion is all malevolent, but we want to bring you some of that so that you'll know. And it's this is some pretty pertinent stuff that's happening. But before we get into that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can very easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once you're there, you can make a donation to the platform so that it can continue to be on air, go live, and you can hear podcasts, and you can just get the information that is disseminated so well day in and day out on Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network was created by an individual for the everyday individual, that being you. So the only way that this network is going to remain on air and not going dark is if from the support that you will be, that you can give, however you can get it. All donations are greatly appreciated. All small and large ones are greatly appreciated for the network to stay on air. Just go to the website, click it, and make a donation, and that will keep this network on air, because the only funding that it gets is from you, the listeners. So that is very, very important and something that we need to definitely do. And it was something that I got kind of behind on, and I got to do it, and I'm going to do it right now. I need to make my donation to Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that by just hitting that prompt. And I'm going to be doing that while I'm talking to you now. Also, you can support the network by becoming a member in its social media platform known as BTR Community. You can find that at www.btrcommunity. And once you're there, you can become a member for only $24 a year. With that $24 a year, Okay. Sorry about that, you all. Something is wrong with my platform. Okay. Once you, for $24 a year, you can become a member and you can post inside of the social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put into position for you, the everyday listener. And that is, in my opinion, out, you know, very, very important, because you don't have to worry about the social media problems that you do with the other mainstream media ones, your identity being sold, your identity being looked at and surfed upon and actually used against you. And they use it against you in employment and use it against you in all forms of financial things. They use it against you in pretty much everything. But we don't consider that. And actually, Roz posted a good video or article about that. But it's a lot of things. So on BTR Community, it's a membership base. So in order for you to see the platform, you have to be a member, and you can actually benefit financially from that as well. And you could post things that you think are relevant. You could post things about yourself, your business, that you could use. And it is, you know, a part of the grassroots community. So, so much better than the other platforms where you're just being used. So don't allow that to actually happen. So, BTR Community, for $24 a year, you could become a member. And once you become a member, you will have full access to the platform. There's a 30-day free trial membership that's there that you can use. And in that membership, you can use that to your benefit. So very, very important. Right now, there is also a 30-day free trial membership that is happening right now. You can engage in that for 30 days free, just so you can see how the platform works. Then once you do that, jump on in, make your overall donation, and then go from there. Okay? So very, very, very important that we support this network. Okay, so let me just, there it is. I'm a little behind, y'all. You don't know what's up with my okay, cool. One second. All right, so that's Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, the membership that's there. So looking forward for you to support the networks. It is so, so needed. So just wanted to let you know that that is available. Okay. Something is wrong with my platform. Okay. So I'll have to figure this out a little bit later. Sorry, y'all. Checking out some things. Some things is not working. All right. So I will take a look and do that a little bit later. All right. So now let's jump into today's show. And today's show, go ahead, Scotty. I got you. Take your time. Today's show for May the 17th, 2018. Just want to say happy born day to the great spirit that's made the transformation. Brother Malcolm was born on today's date, and I forget the actual year. It was, oh man, I forgot. Just that quickly. So much love, much respect to the living spirit of Brother Malcolm. All right. So now, hey, let's jump into what's in the news. There's a lot that's going on. And I will let you all know about Prosperity Mint a little bit later, but let's jump into what's in the news. Today's show. Today's show on the 17th of May is The Purge Will Soon Take Over Our Community. That's today's show. The Purge Will Soon Take Over Our Community. And that is going to be today's show at any time. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Definitely do that. Number is 704-802-5056. All right, first article, I got this one from Alt Market. globalelite.com. Global elite are not human, and I think that is very, very true, both figuratively but literally as well. Not all of the global elite would be a part of the species that we would classify as being human. Okay, so check out that article. Pretty good one there. Next article, I posted this one from The Guardian. Trump faces North Korea dilemma after Bolton infuriates North Korea. Check out that overall article. North Korea denouncing John Bolton has forced Donald Trump to decide whether to stick with his national security advisor and his hardline tactics or push ahead with a summit with Kim Jong-un that will be a historical spectacle, but with an uncertain outcome. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article from Press TV. U.S. identifies suspect in leak of CIA hacking tools. Check out that article. I wouldn't be so sure, but check out that article. Pretty good one. Next article, very, very important one. We'll jump into this as well. Tomorrow, let me see if my man Roz is there. Let me see if Roz is there. Roz, if you're there, you and Jenna would jump in real quick. Congratulations, Roz, for sure. But jump in. I want to talk to you guys real quick once we finish what's in the news, okay? So if you and Jenna would just
okay, brother, jump in real quick. Finish what's in the news, okay?
Okay, cool. Definitely.
All right, one love. All right. Thanks for that, too.
One.
Everybody's sleeping.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let me see. I dropped my thing. All right. Next article, oilprice.com, came from oilprice.com. $4 gasoline could cripple the United States economy. We may be taking a look at that. Very, very important article. Next article, I got this from South China Morning Post. U.S. birth rate plunges to record lows with economic ramifications. The latest downward trend begins around the onset of the global financial crisis in 2007 and 2008, but has not abated even the U.S. jobs rebound and the economy has improved. And this is clearly a part of the depopulation program. It's not just here, as in China. It's definitely a part of the agenda, in my opinion. Check out that article. Next article from Global Times. UN chief throws weight behind EU to salvage Iranian nuclear deal. United Nations Security General on Wednesday threw his weight behind the European Union in salvaging the landmark Iranian nuclear deal. Very, very important. Significantly a part of the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This means that it is going to harm our community. It's going to harm you. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Houthi missiles reportedly fired at Saudi-held base in Yemen. Check out that. And there's a lot of news, a lot of fighting that's going on in that overall region that's not being reported. There's a media blackout, and they don't want you to know because they don't want you to prepare because they want you to be caught off guard, and that's what exactly is going to happen, in my opinion, relatively soon, closer to it today than we were yesterday. Next article from RT International. This says explicit words that starts with an F and ends with a K. Turkey, Netanyahu's sons post controversial Instagram images. And this is during the heated war of the words between the celebrity figurehead of Turkey's president and Israel. Celebrity figurehead prime minister. And Turkey actually, and I didn't get to read the what was in the news on Wednesday, but no, on Tuesday or Wednesday. It was Wednesday. Wasn't able to go through it all. But what happened was Turkey on Tuesday expelled all of the Israeli ambassadors as well as the United States, and they said that they will not allow Israel to run over the Palestinian people. And it's basically these were all declarations of war before they've been actually declared. And Turkey now has entered itself into the overall fight against Israel, and that whole place is going to blow up. So check out that article. That's what Netanyahu's son was talking about, the Zionist state of Israel's And that whole problem in that region is destabilized because of the overall Zionist Hitler state of the decisions that are being made and the propaganda based off of the ritual demonic practices that Zionism has always been about. And Zionism in Judaism have nothing in common, in my opinion. So there were many, many Zionists throughout the whole world, and there are still today in all forms of the general population. So check out that article. Next article from Sovereign Man, breakdown, America's worst long-term challenge breakdown, America's worst long-term challenge is, number one, debt. Very, very true. So on October the 22nd, 1981, the national debt in the United States crossed the $1 trillion threshold for the first time in history. And it took nearly two centuries to reach that unfortunate milestone. Over that time, the country has made a revolution, civil war, and two world wars, and a Great Depression. And now they say is at $20 trillion, but it's far more than that. Try $200 trillion, far, far more than that. And we'll tell you why that's so important with some of the things that we're going to talk about today. Next article from Sputnik News, the end of the petrodollar era, how Trump's Iranian deal undermines the dollar. Very, very important article. Next article got from CNBC, U.S. intelligence reports Russia's new hypersonic weapon will be likely ready for war by 2020. Did you hear what they just said? U.S. intelligence reports Russia's new hypersonic weapon will likely be ready for war by 2020. A Russian weapon the United States is currently unable to defend against will be ready for war by 2020. They're basically telling you that the war will be fully going on by then, and that's what they may try to insinuate, but it's something else. But they're telling you that's what it is, according to sources directly knowledge of the American intelligence report. The source who spoke to CNBC on the conditions of anonymity said Russia successfully tested the weapon, which could carry a nuclear warhead, twice in 2016. So the war will be by 2020, and I think it will end by 2025. Goes everything that goes along with last Friday's show. Go back and listen to last Friday's show. Yes, I do think that Russia will have the hypersonic weapon by then. It will be ready for war and will be ready to be used in the war that it's in around that time. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from Fortune. Trump's Iranian sanctions have already convince one oil company to leave the country. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one from thenextweb.com. El Toro is expanding its cryptocurrency trading operations to the U.S. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one, and it says, things about to get real. First map of global freshwater trend shows human fingerprint. Check out that article. Next article, and this is the one that I was talking about, Roz posted about FedBook. You got this one from Anti-Media. He said, keep posting in FedBook, folks. The alphabets will eventually end up at your door as well. Police raid man's home after he posted pictures of his mushroom dinner on Facebook. Stupid. We do dumb stuff. People do dumb stuff. Check out that article. Next article, this article Rise got from Anti-Media, Hamas, what you're not being told about Israel's arch enemy. Amidst the latest eruption of violence in Gaza this week. See? A lot going on here. Israel backers are assessing that the Jewish state has the right to defend itself from terrorist groups Hamas, which has claimed a role as the Palestinian protests has claimed a role in the Palestinian protests at the border. Check out that article. Next article, Rise got from Anti-Media. Citing U.S. invasion of Iraq and Libya, North Korea sees John Bolton as a major, major threat. Yep, check out that article. Next article, Rise got this one from South China Morning Post. China's North Korean border town moves out. Reefs Peninsula's Peace Divide. Check out that article. Next article, very, very important one. I got this one from Truth Digs. The Pentagon cannot account for $21 trillion. That's not a typo. $21 trillion. The Pentagon's own number shows that it cannot account for $21 trillion. Yes, that I mean $21 trillion with a T. And this could be changed, and this could change everything. But I'll get back to that in a moment. This is huge, $21 trillion. Next article, the volcano in Hawaii, forgot the name of it. Kilauea, I think it was, has erupted again early in the morning, this morning. And they're saying that the volcanoes are saying, Kilauea, that's right, Kilauea. Kilauea. And there's a YouTube video that I posted there, and they say that this may not be the biggest one that is going to happen. So check out that article. Thanks, Roz. So that's what's in the news. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and that's what's in the news. Roz, you there?
Yes, I am, big brother.
Man, what's going on? What's going on? Eventful day, huh? Eventful day.
Very, very eventful day. Probably one of the happiest days of my life. Probably second to when he came into the world. Yeah. Powerful.
Yeah. So, Rod, tell everybody what happened today, man. Tell everybody what happened.
My son, he graduated from college today. In his field, which is speech and language pathology, and he was summa cum laude, and you know, just powerful, just to see the sheer number of people, number one, but then the ceremony, to be around so many different groups of black people, it was just incredible. I mean, just the especially the vibration between the black people, there was something there between all of us. That was just really, really hard to describe, yet very palpable, and felt almost tangible. But there's just something about the process of your offspring doing something that they feel is necessary for them to be the person that they wish to become. And,
right.
You know, I encouraged my son to do something that was not something everybody else did, and something that he loved to do, because I didn't want him to get out of school and not be able to actually exercise what he learned. So he ended up getting into medicine, and that was actually due to his grandfather's experience with the medical industry. That's what actually pushed him to do it, his grandfather's mistreatment. So, like I said, he's going to be able to tangibly help our people in a particular area which we're quite neglected. So I'm quite excited. He just has to go back for graduate school another couple of years, and then from there, it'll be on and cracking. So thank you. You know, I'm just excited, and I'm happy for him more than anything else, but it almost feels like I'm living vicariously through him in the moment today. But yeah, it's a great opportunity.
My man.
Brother.
For sure. And give my regards, man. I know all the family is in town. You're whispering and everything. So, yeah, man, I'm so proud of big man, and looking forward to all that he's going to be doing, and because he's going to be doing some of the things that are definitely necessary for us to reclaim and to reestablish the prosperity we've lost, and to go in a direction that we need to be going in. So give my regards, man. Yes.
I'm sorry for interjecting. I was going to say it's interesting because Dr. Clark used to always say that we need to do as much for ourselves as possible, and that's how we're able to break away from the system. He said, why don't you just start with making your own underwear, making your own socks, you know, and then you just move from there, start having people, you know, create these industries for our people. And once you have all of your bases covered as far as the basics that you need to start a functional society for yourself, then you do so. You know, and to me, him in the field that he's in, that's a part of that process. Now, if we have other people who are scientists, or they might be civil engineers, or whatever the case may be, take that knowledge and apply it to us. And if we can all get on one accord about what we're trying to do, then it will be a lot easier to do that as a collective. So, hey, I just thought about that talking to you now. Let me be quiet now, and I'll just listen in the background and maybe chime in a little bit later once you say something. As you always do, that'll spark my mind. I love you, brother.
No, I love you too, man. Much love, much respect. So we so much to that, and that's really what we do need to do is that it's all in our hands, and we have to, and I think we just need to get started in different things and evolve and grow in things. And this is one of the, you know, some of the things that I think is so important is to enable our young people to utilize their talents for their overall good and the overall good of us all. That's so important, and so proud a big man. So I look forward to talking to him. So we're going to jump into today's show. Now, today's show, and if you'd like to get in on it, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Today's show is The Purge Will Soon Take Hold of Our Community. There are events that are unfolding that our community is very, very insufficiently aware of, because it's not popular, because it's not given the importance of it all. It's not entertainment. It's not something that is widely accepted. And the thing that is more widely accepted is the polar opposite of, in my opinion, of being sovereign and self-determined. Because when you're sovereign and self-determined, especially in a state of conflict, spiritual, mental, and physical, the state of conflict that we're in that state of conflict, we've been taught to actually be self-mutilators of our own best interests. And we've actually been conditioned and domesticated to obeying everything. And by obeying everything, those that have set out the overall rules and engagement in the policies and the procedure of life realize that now that they have that very powerful position, they have made the powerful extremely weak. And we're extremely weak in reading signs. We're extremely weak in in our trust of the system. We're extremely weak in our temptations to the system. And we're that way because that's what keeps the system in place. And we think that this is the only way of life. We think that everything revolves around that because we made everything that we do evolve around that, so it does. And our community is unaware, in our community, nor does it care about things that are being manufactured against them. And I don't know them all, but I know enough of them, and I know this system, its objective is always to keep everyone here enslaved, and there's different methods that it uses to do that. And war and micro and macro economy is definitely one. Some of the methods that it uses. And our community has no inkling. When I say no inkling, no full understanding, no glimpse of recognition of what's going on, and that's purposely done. Purposely done. The the war could be announced in between Iran and Israel in within our community, people wouldn't have a real meaningful clue of what that actually means and what their response should that to that should be. But our community knows certain things, and they respond to certain things at certain times. Our community knows a lot about consumerism, and it responds to that all the time. And we think that consumerism is how we need to survive. And this is how we lose our community. This is how our community is constantly being exploited. Because we live in a world that has created a paradigm of surrenderance. And the thing about this system is that it wants to keep people very naive to their overall tactics because of how fragile their hold on people really is. They only want to appear very powerful. And then the appearance of power does not become the real power until those that see it take that appearance as being reality. Now they're invincible. Invincible. And there's a purge that is coming about globally. And the purge is of the Corporation of the United States. And everyone that is dependent upon the Corporation of the United States, both in thought, security, quality of life, standard of living, and mental attachment to it, and emotional and emotional, we cleave to our emotional state actually is intertwined to the United States in so many ways, both outwardly, inwardly, both visibly and subconsciously. And because of this purge that's going to be taking place, our community is going to be hit the hardest. It's going to be the last. It will never see the knockout punch coming, so it won't even know the duck. But it will present its full moral, spiritual, emotional, physical constitution in all of its vulnerability, through blind faith in the system. And the system is going to use that to momentumize what it wants to achieve going forward. And our community is so predisposed, or our community is ripe for the taking. And the purge, in my opinion, hate has an expiration date. This is what I mean by that. The system knows that they can develop and create a hateful situation, but that hateful situation can only last for so long before that overall engagement goes stale. What I mean by stale, their overall tactics in maintaining that hate stales out. Stales and stalls out. So it has a life, it has a shelf life. So in order to do that, how they mitigate that is that they shift the hate around, but they keep the hate going. So that when hate expires in one place, it's fresh and brand new in another. And the purge is how they do it. Let me tell you something. Hollywood doesn't just put stuff out and allow it to be used on this medium just for your entertainment because they care about you, or the artists themselves have a real say in it, in different things. It's always an agenda, and there's always a demonic agenda that's being perpetuated to subjugate and enslave you even more. Even when you think that there's something that is beneficial to you as freedom. Freedom is the worst thing you could ever, ever, ever try to acquire. Because in order for you to get freedom, you have to beg man for it. And then once man say, yes, you're free, and then all of a sudden you think that you're really free, and that's what you've been fighting for, and now you're content. Because only man can give you freedom from a system of subjugation. It's the written law. It's not the spirit of the law. The great creator gives no living entity that lives within the overall, the ecosystem, freedom. There's no such thing. Ants don't walk around with their free card. Ants don't have to pay taxes for their freedom. Ants don't have, freedom is what is a state, a delusionary state that is pushed upon the mentally incapable. Because it comes from man in order to subjugate and enslave man. And our community, in this purge that's being set forth, it's going to really wrap itself around our community. And it has the ability to have an extinction level event in our community. We're not taking notice of it. We're not looking at a way to mitigate it, to prevent ourselves from being adversely affected by it. So that shall happen. The purge is this. The United States of America, Corporation of the United States of America, is no longer a superpower. It will no longer be a superpower in the future. It will no longer be economically, geopolitically, militarily, ideology, institutionally relevant in the future. It will not set any trends any longer. What it will do is that it will manufacture the garments, the vehicles, the devices, the gadgets of the trends of the future by way of slave labor. So the energy, everyone's that is in within the man-made borders of the United States under the corporation of the United States, everyone that falls and obeys that overall standing and corporation of that, they're going to be exploited to be working inside of the slave labor camps that will facilitate the quality of life and standard of living of those other people in the world that are now have freedom, because it will be deemed by man that here's your freedom. We will allow you to have freedom now. In doing that, they're going to take it from someone else. And by the United States no longer being a superpower, economically, geopolitically relevant, culturally thought and looked upon, No longer will it be considered the beacon of freedom that it never, ever was. Well, I won't say that. It always been a beacon of freedom. Because they tell you what rules that you have to obey in order to be free here. And it's man's rules. None of them are spiritual. So as the world purges itself of the U.S., they're going to establish a new beacon of freedom. And it's going to be coming out of the East, the Far East. And there's billions of people there. Not billions of people here. So the overall hours and the slave requirements to be able to sustain and fulfill the orders that will be coming out of China, there will be no sleep. People here will be working continuously for the insatiable appetite that China and the rest of the world will have under their new position of authority that has been deemed, given to them as it's taken away from somewhere else. And this process will be repeated. The U.S. is no longer a superpower, no longer relevant. And because of that, everything that the U.S., when it was a superpower, when it was relevant, everything that all the benefits or the applied or perceived benefits that came along with that, all of those things will leave, will be just like trying to hold water in your hand. You're never able to grasp it. It won't pool. It won't stay. Because they built an economic system that's transferable, meaning that it could be taken from you and given to someone else because it was never yours. It was actually the one that can take it from you. They control it. They let you own it. But everything that you own can be repossessed from you. They're repossessing. The superpower status of the corporation of the United States. And they're going to allow somebody else to, they're going to say it's only fair that somebody else owns that now. When in actuality, the ownership of it is the assured death knell of your whole living life, physical living life. We got to be careful what we do in our physical lives, I believe, because we can transfer that type of energy into our eternal lives in the next phase of the transformation, after the transformation. I'm not quite sure, but I would believe that that would be a case, meaning I don't know. But I put little faith in what I don't know. But what I do know is that right now, right in this very moment, the overall eternal state that you're in is yours to decide by your will how you live it. And within this purge, we're going to jump into how this purge is starting to formulate itself. You can see it much more than when we first started Tando Radio Show. And then that movie that they put out, and I don't like movies at all, y'all know, because there's a very, very dangerous game that's played with your psychological, subconscious, and very powerful, relevant will that is induced, and that is seduced, induced and seduced by the silver screen. Silver is extremely powerful. And because we don't know how powerful it is, we don't know the benefits And the adverse side of silver that is extremely dangerous. Let me tell you why they call it the silver screen. Because those that created it knows what its full power is. But they don't want you to know. Because for you to know, then that means that you could change your mind and change your free will and utilize your energy in another place. And then they would only be able to exercise the energy that they have. They won't be able to steal energy from others. The silver screen is stealing our energy. Here's how it works, in my opinion. Silver, one of the most valuable species around, because it sustains life. Its benefits are enormous and plentiful, but its adverse side is as equally deadly. Without silver, you have no nuclear wars. You have no nuclear device. Here's why it works. Silver is critical to the human body. Whenever silver is around, the body always opens itself up to silver and accepts silver. If you attach a benevolent spirit and energy to silver and it goes through your body, the overall benevolency will be beneficial to your body. But if you attach something that's malevolent to silver, that's not a virus, that's not a pathogen, that's not bacteria, but if you attach a poison to silver, it will kill you in the most effective way. It actually happens because of this. Silver, the body doesn't reject. So if it has a poison on inside of it, that means that the body will accept the silver, thinking that it's just getting the silver, but there's poison that's attached to it. And this is where it destroys your living tissues, because it deeply seeds itself. This is why when the Nazis were developing nuclear weaponry for the overall age of now, but it's been ageless, one of the critical things that they knew from the ancient times and from the times before when they had nuclear weapons on this planet and they were interstellar fighting among each other and still here on this planet, they knew the importance of silver. No silver, no nukes. Here's why that's so important. Because radiation and nuclear radiation is so deadly to the body because it's infused with silver. And just like any other poison, this is why when the dentists were making fillings, the old fillings, the mercury and silver fillings, it caused so much mental illness because the poison of mercury was strengthened by the silver. And they put it in people's mouths. They put it in our mouths so that it could get into our bloodstream. They knew exactly what they were doing. We didn't. The same tactics that the Nazis were taught, and they followed those ritual practices from the ones before them, and they passed it down as a legacy insurance. And assurance is to maintain control. And they passed it all off with a smile, telling you that this organization and that organization is in your best interest. But because we don't know, because we don't have an education and knowledge, we are just schooled. We're deceived to our own demise. So silver is extremely valuable, but it can be extremely deadly to the body as well, depending on what you're using it and utilizing it for. Here's why Hollywood called it the silver screen, because they knew that they can put the poison of their ideology into your subconscious mind, and it would deeply penetrate you because it was on a silver screen. See, we don't look at the conspiracy agenda because we are mentally inept by choice. This is why movies are so, this is why it puts you into a hypnotic state. We go into a catatonic state, and then now is able to capture your subconscious, and now it's telling you what to think. And it's done by the silver screen. And all of these things have been, we've heard them before, but we didn't get a real full understanding of what does this, why is this? Because we have blind faith in the system. Silver screen? Oh, cool. I'm down. No, not me. Don't mess with it. Because once I was educated in certain things, I started living my life a different way. I don't know what... there's so much I don't know. But some of the things that I do know, I can see the conspiracy agenda that's rampant. And this purge that is being set forth, we need to talk about with you. And so that you can see what's really happening and make your own decision. So that when it takes hold of our community, there will be those that are within the community that sheltered themselves so that they can come out on top.
I know.
We got a couple of callers in queue.
Hold on, baby.
That's Jenna. Let me put Jenna, mute Jenna. Hold on, Jenna. We'll come back to you. So, hey, Strategic Melanie. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we got 3 minutes before we go into the commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, I want to show you some of the things that are happening and how this purge is going to take hold of our community. I just don't want it to be able to grab you. I don't want it to have the opportunity to grab you unknowingly. And I just want to share with you some of the things that I'm seeing, but it will be up to you how you respond. And I think that is the most important thing. Give you some options so that you can lay out and take back our overall individual existence, then our family existence, then we can have the momentum to gather our community. Because until then, everything we do will be in obedience to our own demise. That's not something that we want. Hey, Scotty, let me get 1 minute extra. Got to grab something to drink real quick, and then we're going to get back into the show, The Purge, and how it's going to take hold of our community. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on a conversation when we come back, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Host Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You know, I don't talk about a lot of popular things. I usually, with this show, I don't do that because there's enough shows for that for you to engage in. What I try to do here is just to get you to think about some of the deception that is plaguing our community so that we won't be victimized by health care. We can actually be liberated into sovereignty and self-determination by health cures. We need to cure ourselves. And that process can only be initiated by those that are sick and ill. In this standpoint, there is no doctor. There's only the healers. Doctors are prescribed to you, are licensed, be given to you. Healers are willful, knowledgeable, well-educated, and more discerning. So we want to continue to get you as prepared for your healing that you will create, you will project. And man, that in itself is worth the price of a mission. So today's show, The Purge, and how this purge is going to take over our community. I want to get into actually what The Purge, in my opinion, some of the things that The Purge is going to be. I don't know all of the things. The dynamics of it are just too far. I'm not deeply rooted in this. It's just from the overall observation and feeling the overall energy and just responding to and trusting the discernment. So I just want to talk about some of the particular things that I'm noticing that I want you to be aware of so that you can be the great healer. There's an article that came out yesterday, and I said all those that are dollar-denominated are about to get crushed. And everyone that's dollar-denominated is everyone that you know. Very few people aren't dollar-denominated. And I'm going to tell you, probably from Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show, that those numbers have probably nearly doubled in the whole country, just from here and from those that have decided, I'm not going to be dollar denominated anymore. I'm not going to be exposed that way. Here's what's up. And let me see. I think we had Jenna. Hold on one second, Jenna. You had a little background noise. I'll go to you in one second. Here's what's significant. There was an article. The article came out of Sputnik News. And it was yesterday that it came out, but we knew this was all coming. It says the EU to switch from dollar to euro in payment of Iranian oil supplies, a source says. Here it is, Moscow, Sputnik News. The European Union is planning to switch from the United States dollar to the euro when paying for oil supplies from Iran. a diplomatic source told Sputnik. On Tuesday, the EU foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, said that after talks with the foreign ministry of the UK, France, Germany, and Iran in Brussels, stop right there. When they put the Iranian deal together, it was P5 plus one. And P5 plus one was France, England, Russia, China, and the United States, and the P1 was Germany. They came together and they decided to make a nuclear agreement with Iran. But before all of that, this was what was happening. The UK has started to, some of the headline things that you need to know about. The corporation of the UK, and all of these are in one big fraternity, but just follow along with me. They all work together against us, but this is the stage that they do it on a sovereign governing stage, the theater. All the world's a stage. Remember when celebrity figurehead Obama was president and he wanted to attack Syria for the chemical weapons? False flag that they did, and they wanted to use it. They were about to do it. It was in the summer of 2015 or earlier. 2015, yeah, 2015. Or was it 13? Can't remember. But there was a holdout. At the last minute, Britain said no. Why did Britain say no? This was all part of the Cyprus and everything else. Britain said no because they couldn't allow their overall relationships with the organized agenda of Russia. Some people call it the organized crime, the Russian mafia and things of that nature. They couldn't allow those overall relationships to be severed. So they said no. They became public enemy number one for the U.S. And why did the U.K. do that? Because I'm going to tell you something. The celebrity figurehead minions of the U.K. under the overall pulling of the strings of their handlers and controllers had never allowed England to forget. Remember, those little spoiled brats that went over into the old land known as America, and they said it's the new land, but it was never new. It was been around and it's old. They defied you and fought you and had a battle with you and defeated you. So do you think England ever forgot about the Revolutionary War and how upset they got at all of the overall position, the economic, geopolitical position that the U.S. was able to garnish from that from that time forward? Nope. France was the first one to call the U.S. bluff on gold. And he said that we're being scammed. And the world is being scammed by the U.S. because they have a gold standard and they create too much cash and they don't have the gold to back the debt instruments that they're creating. All of a sudden, Nixon heard about that. They got heard about that. Kissinger and all of them got heard word about that. And what did they do? They made a deal with China, made a deal with Saudi Arabia, and Nixon starts the process of closing the gold window. Why? Because France was the one that called the U.S. debt bluff and says the U.S. is broke. So they became arch enemy number one. Then Germany came on the scene. Germany became arch enemy number one because of their overall attachment to Russia and to the overall money system of oil, because oil is a form of money, that they have become dependent upon in natural gas. And that drove a wedge because the U.S. knew that, hey, if you're not getting everything from us, if you're not listening to us, and if we're not feeding you, that means that somebody else is feeding you, and no longer do I have your ear the way I had your ear before. And what did Germany do? They realized that the U.S. was becoming a liability on the global stage. So what did they do? Hey, U.S., give us back our gold. Oh, you just became super arch enemy number one. And when Germany asked to repatriate their gold, the U.S. created a hurricane known Hurricane Sandy and let it go right up through New York City, right through the DTTC, right through the vaults and everything else. And they said, oh, sorry, we just had a hurricane that flooded. We can't get that stuff out of there. It's going to take us about 10 years, 7 years for us to get it. We haven't been down there. We don't allow anybody to go down there. That's all stalling tactics for someone that just stole your money. Not your cash. Germany could create his own cash, his own debt, money. They became public enemy number one. So what did Germany start to do? Started to undermine and made sure they made alliances with China and Russia. Then they started attacking Volkswagen and German ingenuity in German economy, Deutsche Bank, and everything else. It was got to the, such the point that Germany had started to do deals with China on such a grand scale that the Tianjin event happened in 2015, in the summer of 2015. Excuse me. Obama, I think, was in 2013, and Tianjin was in 2015, where the U.S. actually put a tactical nuke and dropped it on China's largest port where their internet was. But guess who they dropped where that tactical nuke ignited? On all of the German vehicles from Volkswagen that were just now going into the Chinese market. And you think Germany and China didn't know? Of course they knew. They sat back and said, we'll take care of this. Through our alliances, we'll take care of this. There's no need to directly confront the corporation of the United States. It's dying. Let's let it die on the vine. Let's ensure. Let's collectively put our poisons into his IVs. Well thought out plan. So when the U.S. nuked the largest port in China, oh yeah, they nuked it. All you see now are all the, just like the cars, they look just like the World Trade Center has fell on them. Because they both were tactically thermite and nukes. So Germany became arch enemy, and this is where Merkel was upset that Obama was spying on him. Why was they spying on him? Because they wanted to know who they were doing business with and what the overall conversations and what the depth of everything was. So all of these nations have come together. Most people say, well, Britain is an ally of the U.S. France and Germany is an ally of the U.S. Oh, no, that's what you thought. It's not how all of this is being set up and is right here playing out in front of us, and in our community is the one that's going to hurt the worst because of this. Let me go on. And then Iran. Why was Iran so critical? Because Iran controls money, the money of countries, that being oil. That being oil. So the article goes on. The foreign ministers of the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Iran in Brussels, that the sides had agreed to work out practical solutions in response to the U.S. withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known as JCPOA, also known as the Iranian nuclear deal, within the next few weeks, and particularly the EU, the European Union, and Iran would maintain would maintain and deepen economic ties, including in the area of oil and gas supplies. Did you hear what they just said? So basically, the United Kingdom, France, Germany have sided with Iran. And they said, we'll come up with practical solutions. What is the practical solutions? Before you look at the practical solutions, you have to look at the practical problem. What's the practical threats? The practical threats are sanctions from the United States that are followed by bombs from the United States. The United Kingdom, France, and Germany have worked out practical solutions in response to that. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This is them getting rid of the corporation of the United States, seizing its overall global influence for the betterment of the overall global community, is what they're going to say. And everybody's going to buy it hook, line, and sinker. Used to be in style. It played out now. That happens not only on the geopolitical sovereign governance realm, it also happens on the streets. It also happens in sports. It also happens in business. It happens in society that ain't civil. Within the ecosystem, the spirit of the law, much different. So now these countries, the UK, France, Germany, and Iran, have come to practical solutions to the U.S. withdrawal, meaning they are all coming together, and guess who they're going against? The U.S. If UK is going against the U.S., what you think the only choice Canada can have to do? If the UK, France, Germany, and Iran are doing it, and then China and Russia is doing it, what you think Mexico is going to do? What do you think Israel is going to do? It's going to keep instigating. It's going to keep using countermeasures. Is going to continue to use clandestine operations, false flags, and everything else to continue to instigate this whole thing. Why? Because it's the only way that it survives. It can't make it on its own. It has to have the overall destabilization in the war of the Middle East in order for it to be in existence. Without that, it doesn't exist. So, and listen what they were going to do it in. In particular, the European Union and Iran would maintain and deepen economic ties. What does that mean? Not only are they going to drop, are they going to have more economic ties in oil and natural gas? They're going to have economic ties in everything. Article goes on. On May the 8th, the U.S. celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump announced his decision to withdraw from the United States from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, also known as the Iranian nuclear deal. And he vowed to reinstate sanctions against Iran that were lifted as a result of their agreement. Not only did they do that, any countries that are doing business with Iran will now, and businesses that lead into countries will be sanctioned by the United States as well. So the U.S. was actually got what they wanted. See, Iran was their way to get into getting Germany, because they know the deal that Germany has already made with Russia and China to leave NATO. If you heard Trump talking about, I'm thinking about leaving NATO. Why? Because they're not paying. Because what they're doing what they're doing is that they're making you weak. They're exhausting you. Because they already know that Germany has already cut a deal to be part of the BRIC nations. This is not released. This is just my overall estimation that Germany will join the BRIC nations and will leave NATO. And when Germany goes, France got to go. And then the UK will say, we understand why you're doing it. We're not going to join, but we're going to be a strategic partner with you. And then ultimately they'll join as well. Huge. So it goes on. The foreign ministers of Germany, the United Kingdom, and France have issued a joint statement. The foreign ministers of Germany, United Kingdom, and France have issued a statement. And in the future, I think that that statement will be a declaration of war against the United States, because no longer will we put up with the overall bullying, false flags, and sanctions and terrorist acts by this one nation. It's not in the best interest of, it is a moral threat to the stability, the peace and the stability of the global community. And it's time for the global community to take on another tyranny and another tyrant nation, as they've done before under Hitler. And all the world would declare war economically, trade, and militarily. It's all laying out. And that is going to kill our community and totally bring in so much chaos and confusion to our community, because we are the most exposed to this of everyone. Article goes on. The foreign ministers of Germany, the United Kingdom, and France have issued a joint statement saying their countries will stay in the JCPOA, even if the United States pulls out. In 2015, Iran, China, France, Germany, and Russia, and United Kingdom, and the United States, and the European Union created the JCPOA, under which international sanctions on Iran would gradually be lifted in exchange for Tehran's maintaining the peaceful nature of its nuclear program. So, here's what's significant about that. That overall practical solutions in deepening economic ties in the area of oil and natural gas means that they will only use the euro to purchase Iranian goods. So it don't matter what the U.S. sanctions them with. They're sanctioning them with a weak hand. And at the same time, there was an article that came out as well. I want to get to this real quick. And this was from Sputnik News as well from yesterday. Donald against Donald Tusk. Thanks, Trump, for Iran nuclear deal failure. The European Council President, Donald Tusk lashed out at the U.S. President, blasting his decision to pull out from the Iranian nuclear deal and stirring up trade disputes with other countries. Who are the other countries that they're stirring up trade? It's not Iran he's talking about. He's talking about the U.K., Germany, France, the EU, and lamenting that one does not need enemies with friends like Trump. Basically, here's what he tweeted. Look at the latest decision of Donald Trump. Someone could even think, with friends like these, who needs enemies? Did you know what that means? Get what's being said there. the United States is now considered an enemy of the P4+1. And they're going to treat them as an enemy economically, geopolitically, and militarily. One sec, I'm going to go to the caller real quick. But let me finish this. But frankly, the European Union should be grateful. This is what he tweeted. But frankly, the European Union should be grateful. Thanks to him, Donald Trump, we got rid of an illusion. We realize that if you need a helping hand, you will find that one at the end of your arm. That's the exact same thing when it comes to our community. Did you hear what he said? Got rid of the illusion. What is the illusion? That the U.S. is a superpower. That the U.S. can actually uphold and enforce sanctions. That the U.S. can actually threaten sanctions by way of military means. They just shot off over 200 cruise missiles and only one or two hit the three targets that they were targeting. They are a paper tiger. They're irrelevant. And especially irrelevant when they go up against the whole global community. Here's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. You overexpose yourself. You get dealt with from a position of weakness. And that's where they are. So let me go back. I got a caller in queue. I can hear him in queue. I don't like to keep the callers waiting, but I had to do this. I think it's Jenna. Jenna, what say you? Go ahead, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, that's amazing, because I had myself muted on my phone, but anyway, greetings.
What's up, bro?
You, Scotty, and all the listeners and callers, congratulations, Wes. You know, he out there doing his thing in school, but I want to rewind this back. I had a question earlier, and it was, it's a two-part question. When you was talking about the communities, were you talking about our communities or just the communities in the United States? And the next question was, what do you mean by a catastrophic turnout when this happens? Those are the only two questions that I had, and I put myself back on mute if it works.
Hey, Jerry, the last part. What was the last one?
You said it'll be catastrophic for us once this happens.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, like, what I have my own ideas about how that would happen, but I'm asking for yours specifically since you brought that up today.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when I talk about the community, it's multifaceted. I'm talking about the overall global human community, because that's the community that's deeply tied to the dollar. That's every person around the world that is debt denominated, because the dollar is the overall debt instrument that the world currently standardizes itself on. The global community, as well as the overall black community here, are just as equally vulnerable and are going to be exploited by their overall dollar, because they are so dependent upon the U.S. dollar. They're so dependent upon debt. They're so dependent upon government coupons. There is no difference between the U.S. dollar and another country's dollar. They're both based off of the same ideology, and they're both based off of the same principles. The only thing is that one has a different color, has different designs, have different slogans, ritual, demonic slogans on them, but they're all still the same. They're all equally worthless. And everyone that engages in that equally worthlessness and attaches themselves to that is because that is what the system and who the system is really targeting. Just like the overall, from the governing standpoint, the real target here was Germany, wasn't Iran. The real target was England and Germany. And England and Germany had to respond to that because they knew what was happening, but they couldn't publicize this. So, and for that question, I'm talking about the global human community, and I'm talking about the black community, because they are both just as equally dollar denominated and dependent on debt. The wage of a king is paid gold. A king and a queen is paid gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. That's who's being targeted. Number two, the second question was, how bad is this going to be? It's going to be extremely bad. I would say that this is going to be probably, hasn't even been written in history, how bad it's going to be. The silver screen gave you different previews and subconsciously planted the poison by way of introducing it as a friend through silver, as through a friend of entertainment, with the movies that have been, that have come out. Mad Max, Jericho, what was the one with Denzel Washington, Walking Dead, all of these other things. These are all subliminal messages to teach you how to act once they pull the trigger. And what's the trigger? They got us dependent on man producing energy that they can regulate to people, known as electricity. It's amazing how what the great creator gives to us for sustainability and prosperity, man charges a fee and taxes you on it. Air, water, and electricity. All of this stuff is a part of the ecosystem. But in man's society, it's a measure of control. So how bad is this going to be? In my opinion, it's going to be worse than anything that they've ever put on the silver screen. And let me mind you that the different people that met up against the overall government tyranny didn't think it was going to happen until it did, and all they did was cry. They didn't think another human being was capable of doing what was being done until they saw the actual events adversely unfolding and affecting them. Because not everything that is going to be, all of those that are playing this out, they're not human. They don't have the same consciousness as you. They don't have the same desires as you. They don't have the same agenda as you, even though they do try to school you to pick up that type of energy and to carry that energy, and we do a good job of doing it. But there's a big difference. Their disdain for you is so great that it moves into a cult following in a religious practice that is demonic and is spiritually poisonous, because they love power that much. Look at how bad it's been already. How many wild animals do you see that are homeless? You don't. How much negative or how much disastrous or destructive energy is placed into our overall lives? Far more than what we acknowledge anymore. everything is done for a purpose. This is going to be far worse than anything else that history, in my opinion, has written as of yet. Because the dynamics are perfectly laid out. Because the overall population is so, there's so many people, but there's not, there aren't very many at all. It's too many people to control, but it's definitely far below what the earth can sustain, the living earth can sustain. They don't care about what the living earth can sustain. They only care about what they can control. So they're going to knock off as many as they possibly can, so that their control is never even questioned. So, listen, we got to get ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056, and we'd love to hear from you. You know, just before we went to the commercial break, Jenna asked how bad it will be. Well, I'm going to just tell you what some of the largest weapon manufacturers, with their orders for weaponry, has been. The orders for weaponry globally has been requested and ordered on the tune of, for the United States, for every three people that you see living right now, think about three people. For every time that you break it into groups of three, every three people, only one of those individuals will live physically. And some of the largest weapon manufacturers are weapon dealers, the selling of those weapons, had to come up with, their sales are determining that, because that's what their overall request for destruction has been. And guess what? They're going to meet those sales quotas as much as they possibly can. This is why you have Russia saying that by 2020 they'll have the new hypersonic weapon that can't be defeated. This is why you're starting to see so many different things. It all is a plan of depopulation. Because every war that's fought, no country ever fights a war between themselves. They only destroy the overall general global citizenry. That's who pays the price. Germany never fought a war. The U.S. never fought a war. The people, human beings are humans inside of their uniforms were the ones that were fighting and dying and getting sick. How we don't see that, I don't know. Because they tell us what to think. They tell you that your whole life is relegated to the colors of a flag. They tell you that your whole energy is relegated to a gang of organized crime. And we believe it because they done put it on a silver screen and subconsciously fed it to us. And we believe it. We believe it so much to where we no longer believe it. This is all we know. And there's a cause and effect for knowing that. Because what you know, you live by. You create. So they've already given the clues and telling how bad it's going to be. Just here in the United States, or under the corporation of the United States, 1 in 3 people is not going to die. No, only 1 out of 3 is going to live. Who do you think the 2 that die are and the 1 that lives is? Is it the ones that are preparing that's going to live, or the ones that are unprepared that are going to live? It's a question that you should ask yourself. Who's that one that's going to live? And then, when they come out of that, what condition are they going to be in? And I'm going to tell you, anytime, let me say this, man was not created and does not have the overall genetic coding from the great creator and makeup from the great creator to police each other, nor to engage in war with each other. All of those things have to be taught by man. It is not innate of you. This is why the system always wants to take our children and enslave them from the moment that they come into this paradigm. Because any moment that is lost is an opportunity to lose everything. Because then those individual children won't resonate under the tutelage of their demise. Man was not built to police one another. Man was not built to fight wars against each other. But we do that oh so well now because we've been properly indoctrinated to upholding that standard of living and that standard of demise that we think is peace. So they plan on it being not bad. They plan on it being extremely healthy for them. They plan on it surviving. This is why you have to be careful when you hear the overall propaganda talk, because they talk with a double mind. See, that they say that we're going to have peace and prosperity, and you think that they're talking about you. They're not talking about you. They're talking about their institutional commitments and ritual practice. They're not talking about you at all. But see, we interject ourselves and we give our energy to uphold something that is actually destroying us. And we wonder why things just don't work out. Because we just ain't figured it out and we just stuck here for the rest of our lives because we just can't figure it out. It's time for us to start to think from not from what we've been taught, but to go back into the extreme depth of ourselves and go back into the living wells of ourselves and spring forth our truths. Someone can teach you to obey them. Someone can teach you the rules that you have to play by, so they say. But the acceptance of what's been taught and the rules that you've been given, it requires you to agree. In order for it to be consideration, a contract, there was another admission, and this came from the truthdig.com. Truthdig.com said, the Pentagon can't account for $21 trillion. $21 trillion in the national debt, y'all, is supposedly it's just over $19 trillion. But they can't find $21 trillion. What is being said? It's telling you that there's lies and ubiquitous fraud everywhere. Everything that you've been taught has been a lie. And once you see that, and once you conceptualize that, and once you investigate that to be true, everything starts to open up for you. $21 trillion. The Pentagon's own numbers show that it can't account for $21 trillion. Yes, I mean trillion with a T. And this could change everything. But I'll get back to that in a moment. There are certain things that the human mind is not meant to do. Our complex brain cannot view the world in infrared, can't spell words backwards during an orgasm, cannot really grasp numbers over a few thousand. A few thousand. We can feel and capitulate. We've all been in the stadium with several thousand people. We have an idea of what that looks like and how sticky the floor gets. But when we get into the millions, we lose it. It becomes a fog of nonsense. Visualizing it feels like trying to hug a memory. We may know what 1 million can buy, but we can't. And we may want that thing, but you really probably don't know how tall a stack of $1 bills is. You probably don't know how long it takes a minimum wage employee to make $1 million. That's why trying to understand the true understanding that the Pentagon spent $21 trillion unaccounted for dollars between 1998 and 2015 washes over us like mother telling us, you're the third cousin you met twice is getting a divorce. Your third cousin you met twice is getting a divorce. It seems vague, upsetting, but you forget about it 15 seconds later. And this is because of this, ladies and gentlemen. This is because of the mercury and fluoride that runs through our overall poison think tank. We can't conceptualize the conspiracy agenda. And we think that it's okay. Oh, well, nothing I could do about it. It's not that. Oh, well, it's just. That's because your brain is poisoned. $21 trillion, and we don't see the admittance to things right here. Do you know what that means when they say $21 trillion can't be accounted for? From just 1998 to 2015, that's only 17 years. In 17 years, this is what that means. Take away the dollars. You've been working for nothing your whole lives. That's what it really means. It means that your energy has been siphoned from you. But see, we look at it from dollars because that's what the system wants us to look at. But I'm here to tell you, dollars is an illusion. It's a falsehood. It only exists because we allow it to have relevancy over us. It has no intrinsic value other than what it can be used for. And what it can be truly used for on its on an intrinsical scale is you could draw a picture on it, you could start a fire with it, and you can know some of the other things that you can think about doing with a piece of paper. And the system tells you that a contract is only worth the paper it's written on. They're telling you that they're deceiving you. And we just laugh and apply that to other things, but we don't apply it to our whole laborious lives.
Hey, Dave.
Spending our overall lives in labor. Yes, Scotty, go ahead.
This isn't the first time the Pentagon has been cited for losing $1 trillion. I remember when Cynthia McKinney was a congresswoman from Georgia, and she had a hearing, and that came up. I can't remember the years when she was in Congress, but I do remember the Pentagon was discovered then to not being able to account for $1 trillion. Now, I would say that's a fraud. That's an illusion. If you think these people don't know what happened to that money, then, you know, you're being naive. They know exactly what happened to it and who got it.
Yep. And remember, just before 9/11, the day before 9/11, go back and see what Rumsfeld said at a press conference on what the military, the Pentagon can't find. Look at how much it was there.
They probably don't want to tell you that's how much they spent arming and funding terrorist proxy groups. That's probably where it went.
Yep. And clandestine operations against and destabilization. Yep. And here's the thing about it. We're talking about $21 trillion. The national debt is admitted to being, this is why I said the actual, probably the national debt is over $200 trillion. But what does that really mean? That means that we are engaging in a system that takes everything that we have and we don't ask for anything. Excuse me. That takes everything that we have to their benefit, and we're not able to use what we give away to our benefit. They're taking the best of us. See, a piece of paper is a fiat. And a fiat just means that the government deems this as a form of its currency. Gold could be a fiat. Cars can be a fiat of the dollar. But see, what they did was they put paper as the fiat, because what they were really doing was putting debt as the fiat. Here's why that's so significant. Debt as a fiat means that we're enslaving you. Slavery is our currency. Slavery is what we exchange. Slavery, the energy of slavery, is what we use for the medium of exchange. Don't even think about the $21 trillion that they created, because they probably didn't even create pieces of paper, 21 trillion of them. No, it's all digital. Just compress a button on the computer. You know why? Because just like Zuckerberg said, I don't know why those dumb efforts trust me. They just do. And that is really how the system feels about us. They just do what we tell them. Isn't it great? And they try to figure everything out from within our system. How they going to get this? How they going to do that? How they going to create a better quality of life standard? They do all of that from within our system. Boy, we've created a masterpiece here. And they have. The $21 trillion doesn't even really exist. What really does exist is the fraternity of governments are able to subjugate and control every single person on this planet. And I said person. That's not a human entity, a living spiritual existence. Because there's some that aren't and don't classify themselves as a person. They classify themselves as a living entity. A big difference. Every person is being exploited. And that's why this is going to be so bad. Because what they're going to do is that they feel the overall pressure of people starting to do the most reprobate thing that they know and not believe in them anymore. Starting to question. They're not playing by the rules as much anymore. They think they special. They think that they can walk away from all of the great works and everything that we've done in the medical field and healthcare and food and everything else, all of the toxic poisoning that we've done. And it's not have an effect because some of them are starting to resonate, and there's a power that we can't control, but we have to get them to ignore it. Don't look at your sovereignty. Don't look at your self-determination. You got to march for your freedom. You got to get your rights over here. Line up over here. This is where you get your rights from. Who you mad at today? Did you know that he smacked you? She did this. And then that whole gossip world and that whole thing that's projected on the silver screen on these reality shows, it's control. We gotta get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, we'll catch you a little bit later because I ran over today. Much love, much respect. Be aware, be prepared, never scared. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.